Now joined by head coach Andrea Dabney on this snowy day across the region. It's a Friday, so we talk Milan Wildcat basketball on Friday. The Wildcats, this is going to be both girls and boys. You're going to hear both games on KTTN tomorrow night. Going to be taking on the Green City Gophers. Green City, had a chance to see them last night. That is a good basketball team, but obviously it's a rival matchup. Green City got the better of Milan a couple weeks ago, so there's going to be some payback on the mind of the Wildcats. We'll see how that one goes. That's set for 7 o'clock Saturday. So far, so good, Coach Dabney. You haven't blown anybody out this week, but you've had a couple of victories that turned out to be pretty similar as far as the final scores look, about 7-8-point wins against Brashear, then against Marceline last night.
Yeah, we're having to kind of grind things out. We're a lot different than we were in the past. You know, we're pretty well undersized, but I feel like our defense is getting better on the nightly, and we're making little tweaks offensively that I feel like the kids are carrying over, which is exactly what we need. And I think, you know, they're good wins for us. We're a different team, and we just have to win a little bit differently, and the kids are buying into that and doing a great job.
Last night was interesting because it felt like a game that was yours to win the whole entire night, and I think you got down at the end of the third quarter, if I remember right, or late third, early fourth. Marceline got a little brief lead where you kind of think, hey, Milan could lose this game, and Marceline could win this game, and your team, for about a five-minute stretch there to start the fourth quarter, played your best ball tonight. That's a great sign.
Yeah, and, you know, these guys have done a pretty good job of, we've kind of tried to mix our defenses up a little bit in some of the places where we decide to attack, and sometimes we have to kind of back off just to have the look, and, you know, they haven't really had to do a lot of that in the past, so it's kind of changing on the fly, and some kids stepped up. I felt like every night this week we've had a different kid on the bench step up and play really good minutes for us, and last night Jarrett Courtney stepped in and used his length real well, and a kid who doesn't have hardly any varsity experience at all made some good choices with the basketball and just kind of changed the look of everything for us. So if we can have kids that continue to do that, I think we're going to be in good shape.
Obviously, some of the background information in calling some of the games from the Milan tournament this week is you got the new gym that's going to be up here in a couple of weeks. Is the plan for future Milan tournaments to have all games in that new gym, or the consolation games in the old gym and the championship side of the bracket in the new gym? Is that kind of more the plan for 2022?
Yeah, I think they'll still try to utilize both gyms, just especially when you're talking about weather in January, sometimes doubling things up, and then you don't have to maybe have four games per night. You know, you can go 2-2. That's what they've been doing over at Schuyler when we've had to play in that tournament at the beginning of the year because they have the availability of two gyms. So I would say they'd probably look at something like that. But, you know, when you have that nice of a facility, you might want to play as much as you possibly can in there. So I'm not sure what they'll decide to do.
I thought if you could have a quiet 20 points, which I had for him at the end of the night, I thought Dominic kind of had a quiet 20 last night. Really, really solid throughout the game, though.
Right. And he's just in a unique situation right now that he's kind of feeling out. You know, in years past, I mean, you think this kid has a lot of varsity experience, you know, he's going to be our go-to guy, and he is. But with that being said, his minutes in past years have been, he's, you know, I've used him as a guy who's come off the bench and give us a lot of energy, and some nights he's been one of our best players, but it's different. He just has to go in, and he gets a little bit of a break, and then he would, you know, make a couple hustle plays, he'd get some rebounds, and never drawing all the attention playing off of everyone else. Now he's in the exact opposite position of, he, for us, is usually the best scorer on the floor, so he draws a lot of attention, and he's having to find that fine line of, this is when I need to have the basketball, and I need to score, and we need a bucket, and it's got to go through me, and then he's got that other time where, you know what, I got to distribute it and kind of draw the defense to me, and it's just a different situation for him, and I think he's starting to grow in that role and learning different times where he needs to take over and different times where he needs to, you know, kind of distribute things. But he's doing a much better job of playing within himself. And when he does that and the other guys are playing well and hitting shots, I think it's starting to kind of roll together the way we need it to.
How good was Axel in the fourth quarter in your eyes last night, Coach?
Huge. You know, Axel has grown up with Dom, so he's kind of like my own kid. So I ride Axel pretty hard sometimes. And he is a kid who definitely responds with that as well. And, you know, he'd miss some shots, and we'd really been working on him being an undersized post of getting it in, getting it out, repositioning, and then trying to score again. And we had a couple possessions that he did that, and he came back to his left. And so I met him last night. I'm like, dude, you might be left-handed, and you don't even know it. But he did a great job. Defensively, he's starting to really come around, and he's rebounding, and, you know, he's typically 4 or 5 inches smaller than the guys that are down there. So, but he's a strong kid that works really hard and has a great attitude. So I love it when Axel has good games because he is definitely deserving of that.
You know, I saw Marceline beat Trenton early in the season. Saw him last night, obviously. And we were talking about this before we, before I hit record here on the interview. But Coach Sever, I don't know what sort of team Marceline's going to have record-wise at the end of the year. I know they're sitting at 5-5 right now. But you feel like that's a program that's moving in a really good positive direction.
Exactly. They're balanced. You know, they lost their leading scorer, I believe, moved to Salisbury. And they've had to kind of replace some pieces there. And I feel like they've really stepped up. They play really good team basketball, I feel like. And they're pretty athletic. And every time I've watched them through scouting, I feel like they've gotten better and better and better. So I think by the end of the year, yeah, they're going to be a much improved basketball team. It was a good matchup for us because while they're pretty athletic, we didn't give up quite as much size as we had been given up. So, it's going to depend for them on how well they shoot because they do take a lot of outside shots. So if they shoot well, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
I think folks going looking at this boys bracket this week, you look at it and say, hey, and I know Linn County got bumped because of COVID and your JV got to play a couple of games. But even that seven seed, that Brashear Tiger team, they're a pretty decent ball club, and they gave you everything that you wanted on Tuesday night.
Right, and one thing we tried to remind our kids last year was that was the team that we played in the championship game last year. So you play in the championship game, you have all your pieces back, and you get a seven seed. That seems a little crazy to me, but they shoot the ball real well. They've got a couple athletic kids that really rebound the basketball amazing. So it was a tough matchup, and that's really what basketball is all about. It's how you match up with the other team, and we were fortunate that we just got a couple stops when we needed to get some stops and kind of executed at the end of the game like we needed to in order to pull that one out.
So I'm going to lean on you for this one because I don't know if you're going to Bethany or if they're coming to your place. You got South Harrison Tuesday. Where's the game at?
Oh, let me think. Let's see. We should be there, I believe, right? I don't even have my schedule in front of me, and I'm taking them one game at a time. So
I don't
I'm not
blame
sure
you.
If it's here or there.
I was going to say, if you go to Bethany, it feels like the football team's gone to Bethany about 5 years in a row. So,
right. They kind of all run together after
exactly.
A while.
Well, at some point, it doesn't matter where it's going to be played because it's going to be a big GRC game. And I've seen your team and I've seen their team, and I see so many similarities. I don't know what's going to happen in that game. It's a big, sweet game in the conference. So Tuesday, when you play South Harrison, that's a game that I could see going either way very easily.
Right. Both teams, I think, similar, defensively and offensively, sometimes turn the ball over a little bit and sometimes take care of the ball a little bit, So it's probably going to depend on which team can knock down some shots. Which team gets those 50-50 balls. They definitely, I would say, are probably a much better rebounding team than what we are, as just about everyone has been so far. But I feel like we're kind of turning the corner in that aspect. So what we look for every single night, whether it's win, lose, or draw, we always want to look at performance. So I feel like our kids are getting better every single time they step on the floor, and that's really all I can ask of our guys, and the wins and losses will take care of themselves.
And I can verify you're going to Bethany. I just looked it up.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. So get ready for a bus trip. South Harrison's interesting to me because you got Luke Carnes, who's big and strong, and just he's an issue inside the post because of his strength. But they have some wing players, some of the football guys who folks are familiar with their names. That I don't know, they're not going to score 20-25 points, but they're solid.
They are, and they just kids like that are strong, that are multi-sport athletes. It's tough to take the ball away from them. It's tough to displace them, position-wise. Typically, they're pretty tough and they're pretty quick and they're athletic and they understand, angles pretty well. So it also makes it difficult when you play against those types of kids because sometimes you lose the battle just athletically when you're playing against kids like that. So we're going to have to make sure that we hunker down defensively, and we're going to have to be sure that we play good positions on the boards instead of trying to out-jump guys or maybe kind of get a forearm in a kid's back or something to try to displace them. We're not going to be able to do stuff like that. We're going to have to make sure we get good position on the boards at both ends of the floor.
Milan back home next week. This was just added to the schedule recently. Hamilton will be at Milan on Wednesday,
yep.
And then Trenton at Milan next Friday. Before I let you go, Coach, I know you lost some of your big guns off last year's team to graduation, obviously. So you play a lot of kids, and I know you're looking for what kids are going to kind of click on a particular night. But one of the things I'm sure you're hoping is that when you play as many kids that you do, that depth could really be a strength of yours here in a month and a half when you get to districts.
Yeah, that's what we're, you know, we also added our JV team to play, you know, in this tournament as well. And there were a couple kids that on our JV team that are on the verge of maybe giving us a couple minutes here and there. But we felt like let's play them in the JV game so that maybe we can get some good quality minutes against a good quality, you know, varsity team and see how they do. And obviously that gives us a little shorthanded here this week, but rather than play 1 minute with us, they're playing 30 minutes of JV the other night. So we also, I think, are going to have two more kids that are going to start stepping in for us here. And if, you know, if we can go 8 or 9 deep and kind of just go with the hot hand, I think that's going to help us in the long run. And, you know, we don't have any guys that really, really stand out. We just have a lot of guys that are kind of stepping up on different nights. And I feel like when you can do that, you're a tough team to scout and you're a tough team to match up with. So hopefully we can have some of those guys step in and be ready to play some varsity basketball here next week when we all get back together.
Yeah, 6-3 record, not too shabby. Say this for Milan, too. If you like close competitive games, Milan's played in a lot of them, games that come down to the fourth quarter. Got a win last night. We haven't even talked about Green City, Coach. I figure, hey, we don't have basketball tonight. We'll go a little bit long with Andrea. I saw Green City. You're very familiar with Green City. Fields is the guy that is their go-to guy. I think there's no question about that. They're good, but especially with the rivalry and knowing them and just everything else, what are the keys to a Wildcat victory Saturday night?
Well, the last time we played, we turned it over 25 times, I think. Dominic himself had 9. They really keyed. They played some junk defense on Dom and, you know, doubled him just about every time he caught the basketball. Asher Bugs did a great job of following him all over the floor and, you know, kept right up there step for step with him. And it kind of frustrated Dom, and he didn't play real well. And when your best player doesn't play well, that makes for a bad night. And then the rest of us really didn't hit shots either. So we're going to have to make sure that we handle that situation. I think we have a better game plan going in, and we've got to make sure we take care of the basketball in the full court. But also, they're a pretty scrappy defensive team, and they end that with a good rebound every single time. And we did not rebound the basketball well at all. So while they have the Fields kid is a great offensive player, they play great team defense, and they rebound the basketball really well. And when they dish off, you know, when he draws some attention, they can dump it right down to some guys that are automatic down there on the block. So we're going to have to play good position defense. We're going to have to take care of the basketball. Just Dom on this occasion. So they're a good basketball team. You know, they went in and also knocked off a state-ranked Princeton team, too.
Yep.
So we've got some challenges here, but we're looking forward to the opportunity to try to avenge a loss.
That's head coach Andrea Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Milan and Green City, that championship game is part of triple letter coverage on KTTN tomorrow night. It's going to be a 7 o'clock tip from Milan High School. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tomorrow against the Gophers.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.